I think we were playing exactly what the Beatles did. we thought we were playing rock and roll, you know. I think Brazil is such a kaleidoscope of information, especially then. There was no information, so we used to pick up music from, thanks to BBC, via the short waves. And we used to get the Beatles, you know, and all those cats, because there was nothing available. And so it was very hard to really understand what was going on. So we painted it the way we saw it.
Tropicália upset the military, the left, and survivors from the Bossa Nova movement who regarded these newcomers as decidedly inferior.
But I don't think there is a blossoming of culture like in Bossa Nova. I don't call Bossa Nova a movement because there was no manifest. There was no intention. Everything was very spontaneous. But Tropicália was a movement. They had a manifest. They had an idea in their heads. But the idea of Tropicália never won anything, never went too far.
The left-wing artists and critics, they reacted against us. They thought we were selling out, becoming commercial, and approving the American imperialism through admitting mass culture, rock and roll, counterculture, and all of this stuff, you know, Hollywood.
So where did Tropicália find an audience? Tom Zay argued that its followers came from a quite different section of Brazilian society, who were open to new ideas.
Então, nós podemos dizer que tinha três tipos de pessoas. A direita, a esquerda e as pessoas que estavam inocentemente capazes de ser conquistada pela estética, pela curiosidade, pela novidade.